Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, it's Monday. You know what that means. Yeah, the weekend went too fast. Oh, my gosh. Come on now. Every day is Saturday. Welcome back, champion. It's Sam Crowley to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday podcast. You know, it's a little rough around the Crowley compound today. Those of you, I know this show goes out over 220 countries, but we got American football, NFL football here in the United States, and my Buffalo Bills were in a playoff game Saturday against the Houston Texans, and it was a heartbreaker. I mean, it took all day yesterday for me to recover, and it's just, ugh. Anyway, so that's my depressing start to the motivational podcast. The Bills will rebound next year, but man, it's just, one bottle of wine wasn't enough to help me out Saturday night, put it that way. So anywho, hey, would you trade $500 for $200? That's a legit question, right? No? What do you mean no? What do you think? I'm crazy. Hey, hold on a second. What's he talking about? Who is this guy? Of course I wouldn't trade $500 for $200. Okay. But you'll gladly work 5 days just to get 2 days off. Am I right about that? Everybody going to a J-O-B, jump out of bed, journey of the broke, just over broke the J-O-B. You'd surely trade five for two, right? Oh, boy, I see where he's going. The old job is bad shtick, right? Well, I mean, come on, Noob. Let's take another look. Come on now. Work with Sammy Boy. It's a Monday. Let's get the brain flowing a little bit. What about, let's say, well, no need to talk in hypotheticals. The mortality rate in the United States is 78 years old, and that's good. I mean, you and me both know people that didn't even make half that age, okay? And the retirement age is 67. So would you work 50 years to get 11 years to yourself at the worst time of your life when your health is declining, your mental faculties aren't as sharp as they used to be, you can't run around and do the things you used to do in your 30s and 40s? Would you do that? I'm wondering. I don't know. I'm kind of scratching my head around. So, hey, that's how Every Day of Saturday got started. I don't know. At the age of 37, I finally pulled the plug. It was scary as hell, man. I got to tell you, it was not something I would not recommend jumping off the cliff like that without any kind of a plan. I did it with zero plan. I was just in so much pain. I couldn't believe that this is how my life ended up. And I thought all of that was going to solve my problems. I thought money was going to solve my problems. I really did. And I know you've heard I'm not going to go into all the cliches. Money doesn't buy happiness. But I'll tell you what, man, I don't know what happened, but I started getting in so much pain in my mid-30s. It was uncomfortable. I couldn't sleep. That's how bad it got. Have you ever, if you have a bad back and you can't, or if you have a bad stiff neck, you ever had a bad night's sleep, maybe in a hotel room, it wasn't your pillow, or maybe you slept wrong, you fell asleep on the couch, you woke up and you got this crimped neck and you can't even turn it? That was the constant pain. And there's no position you can put yourself in lying down, standing up, there you'll make it feel any better. There was no position in the corporate world, no job title, no amount of money that could make me feel any better about being a sellout. And that's all I was, and that's all most men and women are in the corporate game. They're sellouts because they're doing something only for money. That's it. They're only doing it for money. The goal is to find something that you really love to do, that you're really passionate about, start doing that, and then figure out, okay, I've got this down. I've started down this road. Maybe that's 6 months. Maybe it's a year. Doesn't matter. Time is going to pass anyway. So those of you worried about, well, how long is it going to? Well, time's going to pass anyway. So would you rather have time pass with that neck and back pain, or would you rather have time pass at least as you're alleviating that, knowing that 1 to 3 years you're cured forever and it's gone? Think about that, man. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wow, we're flying out with the metaphors and just the vision today. But think about it, man. It's not how fast will the money come in. It's how fast can I get started? Because you know once you get started, it's going to be a good thing. You're going to get motivated. You're going to be inspired. You're going to have purpose when you wake up. And that is all around creating whatever that message is around whatever that movement is that you want to launch. But not getting started because either you don't know how to do it or there's no money that's going to be made. That doesn't matter, man. Trading $500 for $200, you even admitted at the beginning of this podcast that was bat crazy. But yet, we're doing it as a society every day. We're trading out of 7 days, man. We're saying, all right, I'm going to give five away from my wife, or away from my husband, away from the kids, away from home, away from the pool, the backyard. I mean, I don't want life on my terms. I want to give away these 5 days so I can just maybe you get two. Hell, a lot of guys and girls are working 6 days a week. I know that's where I was as well. Hey, can you come in on Saturday? Oh, my daughter has a reset. Oh, okay. Well, question your commitment a little bit there. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see where we're going with this one. All right. So around the age of 33, when I had my daughter Madeline, I started thinking, okay, this has something. If I don't make a change now, then it's never. I might as well just say, this is it. Phone it in. Yeah, I'll have millions of dollars in my 401k, but I would have been a sellout. And I know, you know, we're all going to die. Right? There's no second act coming. So this is it, man. It's not a dress rehearsal. I got to figure this thing out. And that's what I want you to think about, all right? With the mortality rate, and we'll get off all of death and all of this drama and all that stuff. But if you don't get shaken up like this, then you never make any significant change. Because if you just continue to think in rose-colored glasses, well, you know, it's not that bad. It is that bad. It's actually worse than you think it is. You can look at your bank account all day long and think, oh, we're doing good. You're not doing good. You know it's killing you not launching this thing that you know you need to get going and getting the message and rallying and creating this movement and getting people to that people you can help, people you can serve, a product, a service, anything. It doesn't even matter. It could be a YouTube video teaching people how to drive a car. There is no wrong answers. The only wrong answer is doing something that you don't love to do. And understand, when you first get going, we're talking first year, 2 years, 3 years, it's just about sharing your knowledge, coaching people, consulting, delivering your product, your service, whatever that looks like. It's not about how fast will the money come in. That's what my daughter asked me. I mean, my daughter's 14. Hey, can you do that? Well, when do I get paid? You'll get paid after you deliver it, but maybe you will. How about food, clothing, and shelter? Is that enough compensation? Yeah, say that to your kids. Hey, how about food, clothing, and shelter? That's pretty valuable, right? Yeah, no. So we don't think like 14-year-old girls around here, okay? We think like mature adults who have a message that we want to share, a product, any kind of anything. It doesn't matter. You got to get going. Stop trading in your best years of your life for the worst times. It doesn't make any sense. And if you're worried about going broke, most of the stuff you worry about won't even happen. What will happen is you'll wake up with such a sense of purpose. You'll be on fire. People start asking, damn, what's new with you? And things in your life just, they start to change, and they change for the better. I promise you. So as you wake up on a Monday, and look, you could be listening to this on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It doesn't even matter. Every day that ends in Y is the day that you should be doing something that you're incredibly passionate about. And if you got to start on it part-time, there ain't no shame in that game, my friend. There's nothing wrong with doing it part-time. The only thing wrong is never doing it. You got to start. You got to start right now. You can make every damn excuse. We've all heard it. Nobody wants to hear it. You don't want to hear it? Your broke friends. They want to hear it. Go tell all your broke friends, man, I wish I had more time. Man, oh, man, I wish I had a little bit more money. Nobody cares. 90% of the people don't care about your problems, and the other 10% are glad you got them. You know, especially the miserable mopes that are stuck in the job, that sold out, that don't want to do anything great their whole life. They're the ones that want to keep you down. You can't have that conversation with anybody that's on fire. You just can't. And that's why you should hang around people that are on fire. They'll hold you accountable so you don't have that negative talk going on, because that sabotages your dream. And if you don't believe me, just look at anybody who's stuck, who's miserable and show me the four people they're hanging around, five people, six people, two people, doesn't matter. I will show you exactly what's wrong in their life, all right? So don't be like them and get after it. I'd love to help you. Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. We'll talk. I'll call you. We'll get you inspired, motivated, empowered, and mastering your message. You got to get going. You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. We're a little bit fired up today. All right. Go Bills. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.